Who shall be May Queen? Phila Butler Bowman. Much as we love winter with its happy times at Thanksgiving and Christmas, we are all glad when Maytime comes. What pleasure it is to find the first flowers, to see the leaves slowly come out on the trees, and to welcome our bird friends back from their winter homes. If you read the story carefully, you will learn some interesting things about spring. Out in the May meadow, the wild grapevine was flinging itself around a slender young tree.
"What a beautiful maypole the grapevine has made of the tree," said Jack in the pulpit. "Let's have a May party now that we have a maypole."
"Hurrah!"
cried the wildflowers, who at once began talking about who should be May Queen.
"I was the first flower up," said the crocus. "I think I should be chosen."
"Oh, no,"
said the arbutus.
"I was cuddled down under my leaves, keeping warm, and saw you rubbing your eyes long after I was awake."
"I think it ought to be a tall flower," said the hyacinth.
"And fragrant."
"Because you know you are both,"
laughed the trillium.
"But how about the lilac? She is taller than you and just as fragrant."